Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Tuesday edition. The NFC North is donezo in the NFL playoffs edition. The curious as a Packers fan after watching the games this weekend, do you feel better, worse, or doesn't it matter? Your team is out, nothing's going to change how you feel. Edition. The Evan Cohen edition. And the the dream scenario, at least according to Hunter Vaughn, came to life last night. Ohio State, your national champs edition. Of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video if your internet is working in this bitter cold. Mine is not. On Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, but of course, everything you need. On WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay, where it is minus 38 with the wind chill. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from his undisclosed location, where I think everything is hunky-dory, not that I can see him, is the Packers Hall of Famer. It's Mark Tauscher. Tauscher, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I don't know, man. It's cold. I understand why school gets canceled, because people have to be out in buses and things of that nature. But, I mean, it's not that bad. It's just not. It's cold.
It's cold.
Am I crazy? That's cold. I mean, I'm not arguing. And again, I'm not sitting here as the old man saying, I want to went to school. I get it. But let's not make a mountain out of a molehill. I mean, it's cold.
It is undeniably cold. All I know is that it is so cold here that apparently the internet is not functioning in our area. I don't know why the cold affects the internet. I'll have to ask someone who knows more about that sort of thing than me. But it's really, really cold. Like when you eventually get that dog that you've been saying you're going to get, it's the kind of weather where it's not fun to go walk the dog, and they don't enjoy it either. So it'll be.
I look forward to
that day for you. Well, they got to go to the bathroom. They got to go potty.
Yeah, let them outside.
Out the back door in a hurry. Back in. That's what I did this morning.
Yeah, you don't go for. Listen, I'm not saying you should live your life normal when it's 50 below and you can get frostbite, but we're in a society now where you're probably going to be all right if you can just find an indoor shelter. Like, the dog goes outside for 30 seconds and bring it back in. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's not how it works. They have their routine. You know, you're a creature of habit.
Yeah, you know what? Hey,
you
bro,
should respect
you
that.
Can have routines. That doesn't mean it, you have to. When things change, you adapt. This isn't that hard. Of course.
I'm adapting.
Yeah, I'd love to be great for the dog to go for a 4-hour walk. It's 30 below and you're going to frostbite. So go out for 10 minutes and come back in. Like, come on,
not even
dog.
That long. Yeah. Like, we went.
No, you
for
get
about
10 minutes.
Four
I was
minutes.
Told.
Yeah,
no,
it was
I
about
it's
four
10.
Minutes. That was sufficient. I am adapting because with our internet out, I'm doing what I would do normally from the Packers sideline with that nifty Comrex Field Tap app. So at least I'm on the air, which is a good thing. I'm hoping that maybe our internet will come back up so we can get on the video stream because I know the dwellers, it's very important to them to be able to be entertained and watch Tausch's facial reactions and mine as well. We'll work on that here at the Wilde House. But
for what it's worth, we're having issues with Tausch's also, it would appear, this morning. So maybe the
no,
code
I'm sitting here. No, mine's
right.
Fine. I'm sitting here on a blue screen all by myself. Okay, so that, I'm fine.
Yeah, you do you. I've got you here, and I don't see you. So we're going to work through that on this end. But could be impacted
by
the
cold.
Don't
see so. Me. I'm
that
literally
bad.
Talking
it's
to myself on a blue screen.
We got stills of both of you on this end. We're going to work through it. It could be cold impacting us here at the office. We don't know. But we'll work through it. We'll get it figured out.
Or it could be in-app production. It could be both. I don't know. I mean, we're just throwing stuff
are
out
you,
there.
All right. All right. Be, let's hold on here now.
You're mad the kids are
no,
home,
I'm
aren't
saying
you?
It could
are
be.
You,
I'm not saying it
you,
is.
What is stuck in your craw today? Is it?
I'm annoyed Ohio State won the championship.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. I'm annoyed by it. Well, I'm also annoyed that I'm sitting here on a blue screen with my internet working fine and Jesse telling me that it's not, but I'm annoyed that Ohio State won. I think college football is in a bad place. I don't like it. I thought the fact that we're playing on January 20th and the season got dragged out another month and a half, I didn't like that. There's just a lot of stuff about what I saw last night that I'm annoyed by, and I'm letting it spill into –
yeah,
it's cold.
Give it
internet's
to us.
Out. Jesse's like a lot of stuff. I think the whole thing stinks. Okay, does that make you feel better? You spend $30 million. Everybody else is spending between 2 and 5. You're getting 6x. And we're turning into Major League Baseball. I don't like it. Fair?
Yes, very fair. I feel the same way. And poor Hunter Vaughn, who made the mistake of thinking that having Big Ten teams in the Final Four and the possibility of Ohio State winning a national title. What's your dream scenario? That take has not aged well now that Ohio State has won the title.
And what is LeBron? Okay, so I'm watching the game because
I
love college football.
Oh, yeah.
What is LeBron? Why on earth is LeBron James shown? If you want to show him once, great. He's a big star. He's a fit, you know, whatever. He wants to be an Ohio State fan. We're showing him like he spent 5 years of his life there, you sweating and bleeding. And they show him like he's Mr. Ohio State. He hasn't spent a day on that campus. Okay? So what are we doing? Can someone explain that to me, too?
Yeah, no, I can't, great.
And
what, actually.
And then he's got, whoa. He's got Buckeyes on his hat? What did he do to get Buckeyes? You got to play for Ohio State to get Buckeyes. The whole thing made me seethe last night. Seethe.
And this morning to some degree as well. If we could only harness your seething to warm up our internet cords, we'd be in good shape. All right, so let's start with, you said 6X. Ohio State,
30 million.
I remember at one point when we were kind of in the early stages of NIL that the big quote was like that Ryan Day needed $13 million just to keep his roster together from like 2 years ago. You remember this? So now it's gone that high with Ohio State. And how are we? You're the solutions guy. So
I don't know.
Clearly, angry.
In fairness, Jason, I don't know what their exact price take. I know they spend.
I understand. Maybe a little hyperbole, maybe not. But
the solution is salary cap and collective bargaining, just like the NFL. That is the solution to a problem. I don't know how we get there. because we have no functioning body that's actually going to enforce anything. So as we sit here today, it's a complete blank show. It's the Wild West. Nobody has any way of reining anything in. Now, the good news is the Big Ten has won and has now surpassed the SEC, which I didn't think I'd ever see in my lifetime. So that's the good news, because I'm always going to be a Big Ten guy, sans Ohio State. I don't have a problem with Michigan, but I do have a problem with Ohio State. The Big Ten is the king, which is awesome. I'm going to always be a Big Ten guy, but there is no concrete solution to what we're seeing unless you collectively bargain and get this thing so that we're all playing in the same arena, because right now we're not. And it makes me think that it's just even further and further away from being able to chase. And I know people will say, well, what about Indiana? What about this? That's fair, but is Indiana ever going to win four in a row against the big boys like that? I doubt
no.
it.
No, let me help you. No.
Okay, great.
So what – you're welcome. That's what I'm here for. I guess my question is, do you have any hope that this will – that there will be changes forthcoming? Because you love college football, and you do not want to feel this way at the end of every season. And you're going to, unless they figure something out.
Or Wisconsin finds a way to get a monster payroll and can compete in that role. I do think there's hope. I think there's obviously a bunch of litigation that's being being settled as we sit here. But I don't know what that's going to mean. I don't know how you get to a point where every school that's going to be in this whatever amount of teams in a conference in this new league, I don't know how you get it where everybody feels like they have a fighting chance, because prior to this we didn't. A lot of schools didn't have that, and it's only gotten worse. And the fact that Ohio State has all the talent and all of the, they have so many first round picks and they're able to pay their guys more.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get old quick, just like I think Alabama and Georgia getting old quick got, and that's why they expanded, so that they gave you the illusion of more hope. The only way to actually do it is to say, we're going to get this thing so it's going to be a level playing field, and then it comes down to coaching, organization, and developing players. And it just feels like we are so far away from that I don't know what that formula is going to be to strip some of that back to get it where it is going to be even. I don't have an answer, and that I think is probably another reason why I'm so frustrated.
Yeah. Jesse, are you as frustrated as Tausch is? Because I turned the game off last night. I couldn't watch it anymore because I felt exactly the way Tausch is feeling this morning.
I watched the entire game and I was entertained. So no, I guess I don't feel the same
entertain
way.
Entertain me.
I thought the 12-team playoff was a success. I thought it did what I hoped it would, which is combine the best of the most deserving and best teams argument, having a chance to win a championship. Ohio State proved to be the best team when it came to playoff time. They earned it throughout the regular season, and Notre Dame did too. They lost one game early. They won every game since. They won their way, winning three games each to get to the championship game. I'm glad the Big Ten won. I'm glad the SEC wasn't part of the championship game, and I'm glad Notre Dame made a game of it, because I was afraid Ohio State would run away with it last night, and it looked like they were going to, up 31-7, and it became an entertaining game down the stretch, and Notre Dame was one third down stop away from getting the ball back, having a chance to tie and make that thing really interesting. So I was entertained. I thought it was a successful college football season. There's a lot of problems with the sport. Hopefully Wisconsin and what's going on with Xavier Lucas in Miami is actually going to help lead to some solutions there. And we'll see what happens next year. But overall, I'd say this was a successful college football season. Better than the last few years had been, no doubt.
Why am I not surprised that you were entertained and happy with last night's entertainment, since that's what we're calling it?
So I have a YouTube comment here from Jeff. Why the hell did Tausch watch the college football playoff championship game? If he can't stand Ohio State like myself, don't watch the game. I didn't watch, and I've been a college football fan since 1963.
I get it. Because it was there, it was cold, and I wanted to. And I was kind of, and I also had some prize picks on the line. So there's a lot of reasons.
I did want to.
Well, I did. I love college football. So I don't love what we're morphing into, though. I saw it coming. You see it coming. I don't like it. And I don't. The thing that irritates me is I don't have a great answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a solutions person. It's what I like to do. And I don't have anything for you. Sorry. I'm like Winston Moss. I can't help you. And that bothers me.
Well, Pella Windows and Doors can help you with great windows that keep this bitter cold outside and you protect it and nice and warm and toasty inside, no matter how you feel about the outcome of the college football season.
Happy New Year means a lot of rough days ahead for those who suffer from the seasonal affective disorder. Plenty of gray, frigid days on the horizon where we all just want to be snugly and warm, especially on days like today. Pella can make that home as beautiful on the outside as it is comfortable on the inside. Celebrate the new year with 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. But hurry up. You only have until January 31st, so visit PellaWI.com today to learn more. Certain restrictions do apply.
I am curious about something that not the real Barry Alvarez on Twitter, Scary Alvarez, not to be confused with the co-host of the Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez on ESPN Madison, which you can hear tonight, by the way, at 6 p.m., said on social media. I want to delve into that before we get to Evan Cohen, see if he's got any solutions, or maybe he's happy with what college football is. And then after that, whether or not we can get to some Packers and NFL conversation. We'll do that all coming up. But we'll talk a little bit about, is the Big Ten the new SEC? That's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. Give him hell, time to hell.
Tuesday, where I think it's only our internet, knock on wood, that's not working in our house. Hopefully, Tausch, everything else is up and running. You've got your video so you can celebrate the Ohio State Buckeyes National Championship. Jesse, who is this Scary Alvarez? Do we know who Scary Alvarez is?
I do not. I do not know. As far as I know, it's Barry Alvarez's official Twitter account, but I guess I haven't asked him in the times I've filled in on the Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez if he actually does run it. So probably not him. That'd be my guess. But
at no. Barry is the Don is the
doesn't
handle.
Seem like something he would make, but I guess I haven't asked to confirm.
Okay. And what did he tweet? This alter ego of Barry Alvarez?
The Big Ten is the new SEC. And then in a second tweet, except with good academics.
Oh, well, that's cute. So as we were discussing last night in our little text chain, what does that make Wisconsin if they, what is the corollary SEC team to Wisconsin? Tausch?
Tennessee. Wisconsin would be Tennessee if we're starting to, like, sister city and sister campus are universities. I think Alabama and Ohio State, Michigan and probably Georgia. And then I would probably say Wisconsin is Tennessee. We're not quite. I know Tennessee's got the one national championship. I would look at our two Rose Bowls as being equated on the same line. We've got, you know, put out some good players. We've got a great home field. There's a lot of things that mesh together if we're going to kind of compare and contrast who our SEC team would be.
So is that in our, like, because I want to, I want to agree with you, right? I do on this one. But I kind of feel like right now with the landscape of college football, which you were accurately depicting and bemoaning moments ago, I kind of feel like we're more like Arkansas or Vanderbilt.
We're not Vanderbilt.
And Northwestern's Vanderbilt. Yeah. Everybody knows that.
That's very fair. So tell me why Wisconsin isn't Arkansas in today's realm.
I just told you.
Didn't make a bowl game.
I just told you why we're Tennessee.
Weren't even bowl eligible. It's not just a one-year deal.
It's not a one-year deal, Jason. You have to look at the history, and you have to look at the how things align and where you're viewed in the pantheon of the Big Ten compared to the SEC.
History means nothing. We're not some bottom dwelling operation.
No. I'm not going to accept that. It's fair to say that we're not Alabama, Georgia, Florida. I'm with you. I think Penn State would be Florida.
You're pretty good at this, by the way.
What's that?
You're pretty good at this.
Who you got?
I agree with all those, but my problem is that I want to agree with you on Wisconsin, Tennessee as the corollary, because they've had success, undeniably. But now, in the new college football landscape, Tennessee went to the college football playoff. The Badgers weren't even bowl eligible. And I'm worried that
By Ohio State, too.
They did, and so did Oregon.
We got trucked by Minnesota.
That's true. Alabama lost to Vanderbilt. It happens. That happens.
That's true. It does.
Mike in the YouTube comments suggests Auburn as the comp for Wisconsin, which I had thought of when you posed this question. A team that has had a run at competing for championships, hasn't had a great go of it as of late, has been in some games against big opponents, but hasn't come out on top, and feels like they might have a couple of, like they're a year or two into a new head coach and aren't seeing the results they were hoping for yet.
Ooh, very good, actually. I like that a lot. I like it better than Tennessee. I'm sorry.
Tennessee also had the number one ranked men's basketball team like a week ago.
Yeah, we also had a national championship slip through our fingers. What's your point?
It was 10 years ago.
So what? Tennessee didn't win a championship since 98. Okay, great. Yeah,
we got that 2020 title still, too, right? The banner and the culture for that one, yeah.
A virtual
BPI.
Well, how many women's hockey championships did any of those clowns
got?
None.
Yeah. Volleyball.
How about volleyball? How's their volleyball program? Not very good. So let's go. If you want to start going down that route, cross country, we'll kick your keister. We'll run laps around you.
All right. Well, let's see if Evan Cohen, with his national perspective from unsportsmanlike, can help us both with this SEC parallel and with our concerns about college football and Ohio State buying a national championship, some might say. We'll talk about that with him. He's coming up after Tausch tells us about what Fortrea has going on this week.
They got a bunch of studies for you. Head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. Healthy adults ages 18 to 60, BMI 18 to 32. Study 2 stays, 15 nights, 7 follow-ups. $13,820 for your time and participation. Another $300 per qualified participant. Head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
We'll get to Evan Cohen next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
We're on the Packers.
Did we crown Jordan Love as the next Hall of Fame quarterback early?
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
That is a fair question to ask.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN. I'm throwing caution. What's it gonna be? Tonight the winds of change are blowing wild and free. If I don't get
out. You know what that music means? Joining us now from unsportsmanlike across ESPN Radio and ESPN Wisconsin, it is Evan Cohen on Wilde and Tausch. Evan, good morning. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you? Does anyone call you J-Dub, by the way? I was just thinking about this for some reason. I just walked by Jay Williams in our studio, and then I'm thinking, well, But like, has anyone ever called you J Dubs for Jason Wilde?
J Dub, yes. Eugene Robinson, when I was covering my first Packers team in 1996, started calling me that. So multiple players did for a while. And then wow. Aaron Rodgers went with J, which I didn't really like, but, you know, he's Aaron Rodgers.
And do you and still go out on the Saturday nights before the Super Bowl with Eugene, or no? Have you guys stopped that?
Oh, is that a low blow?
It's a tradition unlike any other.
That was a funny line. You got to admit.
That was a great line. No, that was really good.
Jason is also the least likely person, maybe besides me, on planet Earth to do that. To go out on the Saturday night before the Super Bowl. As a media member, I don't think Jason would go out on Saturday night before the Super Bowl.
Anyway. Yes, so Eugene bounced back from that nicely, but yes, the on the verge of losing to the Denver Broncos. He had some other activities planned on the eve of the Super Bowl. Evan, I'm curious because I'm doing old school radio today, although I am using an app to do it. It's so cold here in Green Bay that the internet is out throughout the area. I can't see Tausch. I'm not visible on YouTube. You do a radio show that's on television now. We've come so far. Have you had to do any sort of radio of late or anything in your life where you've been missing a key piece of technology? Because I am struggling mightily today. I realize now how good I have it that I can do the show with Tausch every day and not actually be in the same room with him, and I'm dying here. It's just so different.
Okay, so it's not that recent, but back in the day when I was living in Florida, I did Florida Atlantic University football play-by-play, and I was particularly terrible at it. And my first ever FAU broadcast was on the road at Arkansas State. Obviously, very tricky place to play. Everybody knows about the power that is Arkansas State.
Tough to win there, yeah.
And the first ever game, none of the stuff worked. My analyst and I had to do the game on two separate landlines sitting literally next to each other. I mean, think about, Tausch, if you could help me on this, explain to the audience how close you and LePay sit to one another, and then think about doing that on two landlines next to each other. Please help me on that one.
That sounds awesome. That could be a ton of fun, too. It would be very disjointed, I would think, and tough to find any kind of a flow when you're...
But I'm saying, like, how close are you guys? You guys are, what, inches apart from each other during your broadcast, right?
I would say, yeah, just like a good 6 feet, I would say. We're probably 6 feet apart.
You're not 6 feet apart. I've been in that booth. You're not 6 feet apart.
You just asked. Yes, we are. We're 6 feet apart.
I thought you were going to do a good job with the description. You did a terrible job.
Oh, thanks,
six
buddy.
6 feet apart.
Well, that's where we're at. What, do you want me to lie? I could lie. Okay, we're literally nose to nose, and we look at
I
it.
I agree.
They did just renovate the booth like a year or two ago, so... Yeah.
Well, Evan was supposed to come up and hang out with us for that Alabama game, but he didn't. Anyways, Evan, I heard your arguments this morning. Who on earth thinks that it's a win for Michigan that Ohio State won a national championship?
It's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. It's legitimately one of the dumbest things I have ever heard in my entire life, that on our show this morning that people were making the argument that it's still a good thing for Michigan because they were the only team that beat Ohio State, and then Ohio State didn't avenge the loss after that. It was crazy to me. I don't understand it. Now, listen, do I think part of it was out of tongue-in-cheek and the Michigan fans trying to deflect on a day where Ohio State won the championship? Yes, I do. I think that rivalry has actually...
Man, it looks like we lost Evan here for a second.
I literally thought it was me, given the way things have gone for me this morning. We will reconnect with Evan as soon as we can. Tausch, I didn't see this on Unsportsman. Like, who was arguing that it's good for Michigan?
Canty, I think Schmalman. There's just a lot of Michigan folks, I think. It took them so long to win a national championship. the fact that they've beaten Ohio State so many times, and in all honesty, should have ended Ohio State's season. They didn't win the Big Ten. They didn't have to play in a Big Ten championship game. They got the easiest. Them losing to Michigan actually is what won them the national championship.
I agree with that.
And so you could argue however you want. The bottom line is anybody that is sitting here saying, from a Wisconsin standpoint, if we lost to Minnesota and lost the Axe, but we went and won a national championship, is anybody going to say that Minnesota it was in a better spot than Wisconsin that year? Of course not. It is a ludicrous argument, and I can't imagine anyone – actually, maybe Evan is right. Maybe it's just a tongue-in-cheek thing, but nobody in their right mind – would look at one of their arch rivals winning a national championship or a Super Bowl championship, but you beat them in a regular season game, and trying to parallelize that would just be insane to me.
Tausch did a great job of summarizing that for us, Evan, unlike describing the radio booth at Camp Randall.
Well, I don't know where you guys lost me on this or where I lost you on this, but I guess my other point that I don't think was made, so I apologize on that, is like, think about how backwards this thought process would be for the Packers, right? Like, let's just say, oh, yeah, we beat the Bears twice in the regular season, but they won the Super Bowl. Like, you're not happy about that. Or the flip side, if you lost to the Bears twice in the regular season, but you won the Super Bowl, why would you care that you lost to the Bears twice in the regular season if you won the damn Super Bowl? Who cares?
Nah,
but, Tausch, this is the problem. That rivalry is actually too much, because I think the 12-team playoff has really hurt that rivalry, which I'm happy about because I think it's too extreme, where the loser of the game isn't definitely eliminated. And in this case, the loser of that game, it was helpful because it kind of reset the focus, reset the game plan for them to kick butt in the postseason, which they did, obviously.
And they got an
easier draw. And I'm not a believer.
They didn't have
to
play in a conference championship game. It tells me that there's too many teams in the playoff. That's what it tells me. There's too many teams in the playoff. Should be down to 8.
Most people want more.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's because most people are super greedy and they're not looking at it from a big picture. Did the college football season go too long, in your opinion?
Yeah, I saw your guy, Joel Klatt, who I know you love on Fox, tweet
that.
Yeah, and
he's on point with it.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong. I mean, the idea of a January 1st national championship, like, that is, I guarantee you, if I talk to my dad today, that is exactly what he will say. Because he wants, like, my dad misses the old school Rose Bowl, deciding it all, 5 o'clock Eastern, you know, on New Year's Day, you're stuffing your face. That's what it's supposed to be. Yesterday at a Monday night, it's just like a weird thing. It's right in the middle of arguably the biggest week of the NFL season. I think there's an argument to that for sure.
Here's the deal, Evan. They're going to go to 18 games, the NFL. And when that happens, I'm going to ask you to take a full week off in solidarity with the players' safety movement. That will be a conversation for another day. What I want to see
happen. Well, I can't wait. I'm actually absent that day, and so sorry.
No, you'll be on, and I'm going to see where your head's at. But college football needs to finish its season, the last regular season week of the NFL season. Saturday night, prime time. That's going to be the national. If it's the 10th of January, if it's the 8th of January, you can't get into finishing after the best weekend of the NFL. People are taking a breath, taking a beat, and it just doesn't make any sense. You want to do this, start it earlier, play over the holidays, and then finish before the NFL's postseason starts. If you want to keep going down this path, here is the formula. There you go. You're welcome.
You're welcome. I'm going to tell you why. So, Mark Tauscher's brilliant plan, as always, just ask him, is Saturday night of week 18 is the national championship. Sunday is week 18. Monday, all the coaches get fired. Okay, so tell me when the national championship is discussed
on any of the major shows on Monday. Because guess what? It's not going to be.
Okay. All right, well, give me a better solution.
Do you think when playoff matches are set and coaches are fired in the moment, like literally I'll be on the air and Schefter will break that a coach gets fired and you want me to talk about a game from 2 days prior? Can't happen. So in your Week 18 suggestion, the Week 18 suggestion would be that Monday night, the day after the season ends, not the day before the season ends.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at it from a media perspective. I'm looking at it from a entertainment value. Saturday night, all college games, most college games are played on Saturday. You want to have some uniformity there. That's why I pick Saturday night. I'm open to moving it around, but let's be honest. I watched your show today. You guys did minimal coverage of the college football championship. You're talking about Ben Johnson and everything else today. So you're going to do what you're going to do. I'm not going to accommodate y'all.
Ben Johnson was the number one candidate out there, and he was hired by a major
market team. So you're proving my point, brother. You're proving my point, brother.
Brother.
That's it. So there's no games. It's the the season's been over for 3 weeks, and you're still going to talk NFL. So don't worry about that piece of it. You guys covered Ohio State for a segment and a half. That's what you did. And then it's Ben Johnson, it's Josh Allen, it's Patrick Mahomes, it's
Matt. Oh, so, God, stop it. Ridiculous. A segment and a half.
I just stopped it.
Go back in the podcast.
I just stopped it.
Can we just take a moment, though, and rewind, check the tape? I believe Tausch said that the national champion should not have been in the playoff at all because there's too many teams. And they should have been out because of their loss to Michigan, and they end up being the team that wins the title. How do we feel about that position?
Wait, are you actually saying that? Because, like,
that's
you
what
would
he said.
Actually keep Ohio State. Right, no, I know, but that's under the current format. He would cut off the teams after a certain number.
Yeah, it'd be eight you teams, and actually, they shouldn't have been in. No,
right,
eight
but
teams.
You're going to put Boise State and Arizona State in over Ohio State?
Yes. Yep.
Indiana, you're going to put in over Ohio State?
Yeah.
Okay, well, guess what?
They had one loss. They had one loss
to Ohio State.
That is so stupid.
Yeah, they lost to Ohio State. They also beat Michigan, and Michigan beat Ohio State at their place. Here's the problem, Evan. Here's the problem.
Sure.
College football and why I fought this for years. College football has always been the most important regular season of any sport. Always. And we lost that, which is fine because
not
we wanted
anymore.
To get this big pay. That's what I'm saying. But you could have still kept a lot of that by the fact that last game of the season, which you could say, well, Ohio State deserved to be in there. They're the better team. They have all this talent. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but they blew a game that they should have. They were 21-point favorites. They lost at home. That should have been the end of their season. Should have went to a nice bowl game. Indiana did lose to Ohio State, but they beat Michigan. Michigan beat them. That's the beauty of it. You got to deliver. You get one. Notre Dame had its one hiccup against Northern Illinois. They still found a way in. They deserved it. You get two. Unless you win your conference championship, you shouldn't be in a playoff at the end of the year. Period.
Well, but we're talking about two different things.
No, we're not. We're not, though.
Yes, we are. Because I am one of the very few people on Earth that still, if given the choice, would want the BCS system and the top two make it to the college football national championship. In that scenario, Ohio State likely would not be in. Period. Next sentence. Under this playoff format, there's no justification to not include Ohio State, even if you only want it to be eight teams.
I just gave it to you. You have to give conference championships. They're in. We've put that's your division winner, right? So if you're not going to have that, then don't have conferences. You have to let your conference champions in.
The Mark Kauscher College Football Playoff would be Oregon, Georgia, Boise State, Arizona State.
Those would be the front
Guess
four.
What?
Yep.
You can put that
Indiana,
any day
Notre
of the
Dame.
Year. We're not watching.
Well, I don't know how many people watched last night.
That's rough. I would guess a lot. Ohio State, Notre Dame. I'm going to guess some people may have pooped in.
I don't know.
I'm guessing it's going to be a pretty good number.
Word. What the hell is going on with our school?
Word?
What are we doing with this Miami thing? What are we doing with this Miami?
Did you just say word?
What are we doing?
He did. Word.
You said word, right? I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
No, word. I said what? I said Tausch won't say a word, but what the hell is going on with UW-Madison? What are we doing
with
this Miami
thing?
Oh,
that's what you said. I'll say all I want to say on
word.
It. Here's the deal. If you're going to commit to something and you're going to say, I'm going to do this, you signed something, that should be good. Now, you can blame Xavier, you can blame Wisconsin, all that's going to get hashed out. The bottom line is you have no governing body doing anything, and it is showing, oh, the transfer portal's not real. None of this is real. This is all a simulation. So what do you want Wisconsin to do? You made a commitment. You've done this. You just want to say, so Evan, can you just say, I'm going to go over to a competitor because – they're going to pay me more. Well, no, you signed a contract, you did this, and you'd be a complete you-know-what if you're going to go do that, and A, it's not going to be legal. So they're trying to find where is the ground on this? Where is the ground?
Right. I didn't.
Where is it?
What I'm saying is not that Wisconsin doesn't have a leg to stand on in this situation. What I'm basically saying is we are voluntarily making ourselves look worse than we need to.
Because we're trailblazing. No, we are trailblazing.
Well, okay.
We're not making ourselves
right,
look bad.
But, all right. But inevitably what happens is everyone then starts to ask questions about every transfer that we get. Did we talk to them before they went into the NIL? Did we do this? Did we do that? We don't need all the eyes and ears on us. We don't need that. Not in this regard. That's what I'm saying.
So just let people walk all over you.
Up on campus. No,
hey,
no,
just
I'm
let,
not suggesting
Let people
that.
Walk all over you. Okay, great. That's what you want to do. I couldn't be more on board with this. Well, that is
okay.
What you just said.
All right. Tausch, will this help us or hurt us moving forward in getting players?
I don't know. It's not going to hurt us.
Okay.
It's not going to hurt us.
Why? Because we don't get enough anyway.
Well, if you're going to put resources in and do all this stuff and then just let people do whatever the hell they want when they made commitments, again, I don't know all the nuts and bolts of this, so I'm just
going off of what I read.
If you are counting on and have
point
put,
is right.
I want you to stand for what you believe in and what you think is right to try to get some kind of precedent put in place so that we all know what the hell's going on. Because right now, nobody does. Nobody. And the fact that the Big Ten is fully behind us makes me feel a heck of a lot better than if we're some rogue institution fighting with Darren Heitner. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, and listen, on the whole, I understand what you're saying because I agree with you, right? Like, I think if we're going to properly allow transferring NIL and essence free agency, the thing that I think that we lose sight of is the NFL and NBA and NHL and Major League Baseball have rules and regulations around free agency, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm no longer talking about this player specifically or Wisconsin or Miami, but in general, when everyone says I'm a big proponent of allowing the transfer portal and NIL, so am I. Look, and then the follow-up is because look at what they do in the pros, and these guys are pros. Okay, great. What they don't allow people to do is – let's just use the basketball team I root for. Jimmy Butler would rather play for another team than the Miami Heat. He can't just go to the Suns because he feels like it. There are rules behind that. Now, when his contract is up and he hits free agency, he can go to whatever team he'd like that would pay him whatever it is that they're able to pay him. So in essence, I am in agreement. Rules within the allowance of transferring and making as much money as possible still need to happen. I just hate any time anyone takes any shots at the University of Wisconsin, and I feel like there's a lot of people doing that right now. That's it.
Yeah, but we're fighting back. It's fine. Everybody gets punched in the face. What are you going to do? Cower? Or are you going to fight back? I don't know. Maybe you'll cower. I don't want to be cowering. I want to fight back.
I think it depends on who I'm punched in the face by.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Jesse punches me in the face, I think I could fight back. If, like, Fancy punches me in the face, I think I'll die.
Okay. Evan, before you go, who would be, since we've overtaken the SEC, the Big Ten is king, who would be the Wisconsin equivalent in the SEC?
Arkansas?
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Am I wrong? I mean, Bielema kind of answered that question for us, didn't we?
Oh, boy.
What am I missing?
Guess who said Arkansas at the start of the show, else. Evan?
Jason?
Yeah.
Tough to
what did you say, Josh?
That is tough. I said Tennessee.
He said Tennessee, who was in the national championship
Josh,
bracket.
Josh.
No, I just said Tennessee, yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Josh, that is not, not right. What? I will also say this.
That's not
Tennessee. Just wait a sec. Evan, hold up
Tennessee.
A second. Hold up.
Okay. Hold All right, this will be fun.
Tennessee. Yep. We have to look at this big picture. I can't look at it from a one-year snapshot. Okay? I'm not going to do that. I'm looking at a big picture. Who has been great in women's hoops? Tennessee. Who has been great in women's hockey?
That's
winning
not
national.
What you meant.
Hold up. Let me finish. Who has done that? Wisconsin. Tennessee. Very similar. Tennessee has one national championship. We have back-to-back Rose Bowls, which in those days, while they're not national championships, very close. Same era. College town-wise, very similar. We have good basketball programs. There, you start looking at this thing big picture.
Are we talking
Arkansas,
about all sports
no offense.
Football?
I'm talking the whole thing. Not just football. You're encompassing everything. Football is obviously a big component. And I would argue that our football has been more consistent than Tennessee's over the last 25 years. That's why I could put it there and feel all right about it, where you guys are poo-pooing it like it's absurd.
Well, I would say that Arkansas, if we're looking at all sports, I can't go as high as Arkansas, unfortunately.
But that's not what we were doing here. We were doing football.
Yeah, because now...
Now
I'm kind of bummed. And I'm wondering, are we actually... Well, South Carolina wins the women's basketball. But if we're just doing football, I would say Arkansas. All sports, I have to go lower, even though we're really good in all sports.
Are you serious? Hey, hold up. Do you understand we have like eight... Hold up a second. You understand we just won a national championship for a top five volleyball program in the country. You understand that we have the best women's hockey program in the country. And our basketball team is consistently right where it should be. And you're telling me it's too low? That we're not even Arkansas?
I want to understand something. When you came up with this angle on this topic, your goal was to bring up women's hockey?
It's a part of the process, yes. Evan,
I'm not downgrading women's hockey. What I'm saying is, I understood the question to be a straight up. No, you asked the question based on the Big Ten winning the last two national championships. They won the last two national championships in football. So I understood it to be a football conversation, not other sports. To our credit, football is low on the totem pole of our success in sports at the University of Wisconsin.
I don't think that's what we want to hear, but. All right.
I looked at it big picture. Now you just shot yourself in the foot. Let's be honest about this. Right now, how many sports programs, men's and women's, at the University of Wisconsin, Madison, where all three of us went to school, are definitively better as it compares to their peers than football? Women's hockey for sure. Women's volleyball for sure. Men's basketball over the last 10, 15, 20 years? Probably.
Definitely last 10
right?
years, yep. Yeah.
Okay. You guys would
know
more than I would on the
rest. I think our cross-country program's pretty strong, too.
Indoor track's in a tough spot right now with no facility. Evan, look, here's what happened. We did this. Taush said Tennessee. Yeah, Taush said Tennessee. Jesse and I got after him because Tennessee was in the college football playoff. The landscape of college football, as we all were discussing, the fact that Ohio State is able to pay its players triple what Wisconsin is paying its, theoretically, we don't know the numbers for sure. The fact there's no salary cap, there's no structure. Guys transfer to other schools without even entering the portal. All this, there's no way you could say Wisconsin is Tennessee right now. So then Taush, who's already mad that Ohio State won the national title, is now mad that Jesse and I got after him for putting the Badger parallel to the SEC a little bit too high. And then he decided to bring in the other sports. So that is what occurred here. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is there's a lot wrong with college football. And I hope somebody smart fixes it, because whether it's the situation with Miami, whether it's Ohio State, whatever it might be, you made the point while we were having this conversation about the NFL, and or Jimmy Butler can't just say, I'm leaving the Heat. I'm just enrolling with the Phoenix Suns. This has to get fixed. And it sucks, because last night I didn't have a lot of – I'm sure there were a lot of people who watched the game. Once I saw Ohio State was up 31-7, I did not want to watch Ohio State being coronated as the champion. Didn't have any interest in
that. Can I poke one hole, Jason? It's just a semantics thing. From my perspective, I don't think it has to get fixed. I think it has to evolve and be altered, because I still think in terms of the players getting compensated and the way in which they're treated as professionals and able to trade in on their value is better than it was previously.
Sure.
Because it's public. It's not like it wasn't happening previously. We all know it was.
Correct.
It's just allowed to happen publicly now. Right, and let me just say one other thing. You brought up the funding around Ohio State versus us with Wisconsin. I am sick and tired of people blaming Russell Wilson and J.J. Watt. It's not their responsibility, because they're rich, to fund the Wisconsin football program.
If they want to, great.
Oh, Taush does it all the time behind closed doors. But, I mean, I wouldn't say that on the air. But, I mean, there's a lot of people that have brought up those guys, and I don't think that's fair.
Wow. Yeah, I just want structure. I am with you. I am pro players being compensated for their work and how they're doing it. I'm just saying the NFL has a salary cap. The NFL has a free agency window, as opposed to, say, the Penn State backup quarterback entering the portal while his team is playing in the tournament to crown a national champion. These are all things. I don't think that's an evolution. I think that stuff needs to be fixed.
That's just putting the regulations around it and the dates and the free agency window, et cetera. I agree with you on that part of it. One other, I know I said final thing 23 times. Taush, specifically for you, and I'm being serious on this.
Yeah.
Okay. Who would be the person? I'm serious. Who would be the person at the University of Wisconsin if they were to be hired by the football program, and that would be their sole exclusive job in life, would raise the most amount of funds to support the program? If J.J. Watt was the defense, no, I'm serious. If J.J. Watt was the defensive coordinator, if Russell Wilson was the quarterback's coach, if Joe Thomas was the line coach, or you were the line coach, is there someone, Ron Dayne, running back's coach, that would all of a sudden raise the most amount of money if that was the only thing in life that they did for a living, and they just abandoned everything else that they are doing in their own personal lives? Is there somebody that is the turning point kind of person to all of us?
It's a great question, and I don't think there's one singular person that jumps out at me that I would say, yep, that will do it. So, I unfortunately, there isn't some magic pill. There has, because you know what? Even if there was, somebody else at another school would be able to do that to the nth degree, and you're always going to be chasing it, and that's the problem that we have.
That's fair. See, I told you I was
going to
ask you a serious question.
Nailed it. It was really serious.
Thanks, Evan.
Thanks, guys.
That is Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike Taush.
I don't know what we accomplished right there, if I'm being honest with you.
I thought that that was a spirited discussion. I do think you moved the goalposts on the Tennessee.
You guys have changed. No, I said from the jump which program. I didn't say which football school. Like, I didn't say that. I also didn't say.
Oh, it didn't mean football program.
Right now, you don't have to worry about Blue Mountains. You don't have to worry about it. Put it outside for 3 seconds. Your whole can will be blue because it is absolutely freezing out. Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged, so it's made to chill. And the mountains are going to be blue today, whether you want them or not. They're going to be blue because they're going to be incredibly chilled to perfection. Sober responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
More Will D. Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin Sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN. I see the light go past my shoulder. I'm one less day from dying young. And I'm not afraid of getting older. I'm one less day from dying young.
Thanks to Evan Cohen. Always fun when he and Tausch have their spirited back and forths. Jesse, are we getting more help from the carbless talk and text line or the YouTube dwellers on our comparisons between the SEC and the Big Ten?
Yes, the carbless ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line lists is more. Looks like John in Stoughton says Wisconsin is the Missouri of the Big Ten. I don't know.
John Anderson's alma mater.
Well, maybe. Also seeing South Carolina might be the best comp. Dawn Staley equals Mark Johnson.
Okay.
So if you want to go across
athletic
departments.
Are we really allowing Tausch to change this again now and make it about the entire athletic department?
This is not changed. That was my intention from the jump.
Go Vols. All right. Well,
he is right about Knoxville and Madison. If you're going to go city wise, campus wise, like, yeah, that's the best comp SEC to Big Ten. I'll give him that.
I literally text, you know what? Just so everybody can fact check this. I didn't say anything about football on this text. I said, since the Big Ten is now the new SEC, who is Wisconsin? I didn't say anything about football only. I said the whole deal.
You did not say the whole deal either. You just said Wisconsin. It was during the college football playoff. The football part was assumed.
You watching Colgate men's basketball say, "Ah, Wisconsin is the SEC in the new SEC now." Yeah.
Is Colgate in the SEC?
No, never. Dave in Verona says Wisconsin is Texas A&M, which I have actually said for a handful of years. If you're gonna, we've played this game drawing the comps across conferences. I think Wisconsin and Texas A&M are actually the most similar. If you're going across the board, but especially emphasizing football, looking at different conferences, in the mix, never winning the big one.
Yes, I know. I take it back. Tausch was definitely thinking about Pat Summitt and all of the Volunteers' great history in women's basketball when he posted that text to us. Yes, I believe you wholeheartedly, 100%.
Good.
How's their baseball team? How's their softball program?
Tennessee's baseball
is
really good.
Where is their track program?
I don't know about their track, but I know hockey would compare really favorably with their women's hoops history. Yep.
And their baseball is probably our volleyball.
I mean, it's actually – and the cities are both on water. You know, we have the isthmus. They got the big old river down there. It's beautiful.
Big old river.
Like the fit is – it's – they're very similar.
Dane is our Peyton Manning.
Yeah,
you could make that argument. Sure,
I'm not.
We have a Heisman. He didn't, so that would be the only difference.
We will kick off the 10 o'clock hour very late. Want to remind you? I was just listening. Grubelov is also a presenter of the Fanalysis podcast. Grubelov is everywhere, man. I saw David when we were driving up on a billboard on our way to Eau Claire for the girls' gymnastics meet this weekend. He is everywhere. They are everywhere. Grubelov is, but still, it's all one call. That's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Go to the website, gruber-law.com. Find out more about the firm, its history, all the things they do in our communities. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. The 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.